Tonight reveals More Secret Life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in Five Graves to Westminster. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
I've waited so long, and it's here at last. The final episode of my series, my freedom from bondage. I thought of going up the head of the BBC and saying, cut off me shackles. But knowing him and his dirty mind, he signed a hidden meaning. My agent says, mind you, my agent says there'll be opportunities galore now that we're in the common market. He says to me, why don't you work in Italy? I said, no fear, thank you. I've done that once, never again. One spaghetti bolognese, I was up half the night. I'm not kidding. And if the girls fancy you, they pinch your bottom. They do. Mine was black and blue last time. Black and blue. I've heard of a blue-nosed comedian, but not blue or anything else. Mind you, I'm lucky to have anything left to pinch after this week's blood-curdling adventure, which started at this cocktail party Sir Charles Prattle was giving at his home.
Another bloated-faced sandwich, my lord. Let's see, witches, would you talk in?
Yes, Sir Charles.
Why, Maisie.
I'm sorry to intrude on the party, Mr. Tompkins, but could I have a quick word with Kenny? I know he's here. He showed me the invitation. Oh, he was so thrilled.
Yes. It's through that door there, Maisie.
Oh, Charles. Oh, Kenny.
Oh, Maisie.
Kenny. What are you doing in the sink?
You've caught me in the act. Oh, the humiliation.
You're doing the washing up.
Yes.
I thought Sir Charles invited you as a guest.
So did I, Maisie. So did I, but he only wanted me to help out as a waiter.
Oh,
Maisie, if you only had a bosom, I'd rest me in it and cry my eyes out.
Try, Kenny.
It's the class system, you see. I'm not good enough for low comic who hasn't got the social grace. Sort of cad who blows his nose on the serviettes and gets his winkles out with a nutcracker.
But you're a personal friend, Sir Charles, Kenny. He shall be showing you off to his posh guests.
And when you invite people to your house, Maisie, you don't show them the slop bucket.
Oh, you're bitter, aren't you?
I've quaffed my cup of gall tonight. While those grand guests are out there eating dainty sandwiches with a crust sauce, I'm sitting here on a drain board eating sandwiches made up of a crust stuck together.
Still, you make a very good waiter, Kenny.
You think?
And like the professional way you polish the plates on the seat of your trousers.
Nature does seem to have endowed me for the pound. Yes. Dad, who wants to go to his rotten party anyway? Yeah, lavish he is. Oh, I bet the wine's flowing like cold pork dripping.
It's gone 11 o'clock, Sir Charles, and the guests are showing no signs of going.
Yes, this waiter will have to open up a second half bottle of wine. We've got this job to do at midnight. Now, how are we going to get rid of him?
We could get Mr. Williams to do his act, Sir Charles.
What a brilliant idea, Miss Gibbs. Where is he, Tompkins?
Doing the washing up in the kitchen.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I'll go and get him. And you have counted the silver, haven't you?
Oh, yes, Sir Charles.
My dear William, what are you doing in here?
We're washing out. What's it look like?
An honored guest doing the washing up. But why?
Tompkins told me you said I had to be a waiter.
I shall give Tompkins a piece of my mind. A respected friend doing the washing up, the very idea. You haven't got all the egg off the spoon.
It'll come off when you stir your coffee. It always is old.
You ought to be ashamed treating Kenny like this, Sir Charles. Just because you're well-born and he's as common as muck.
I wouldn't put it quite like that, Maisie.
No, neither would I.
You've had plenty to drink, I hope.
Plenty to drink? Half a thimbleful of plonk 3 hours ago. And when I asked another one, you sent a message back saying I should join Alcoholics Anonymous.
Well, it is the most expensive one.
Expensive? I sprinkle better than how many fish and chips,
my dear. How can I apologize? There's been an unforgivable mix-up, I hear. I particularly wanted you to come to my party, as I knew my guests would love to see your truly brilliant act.
Oh, my act.
Of course, they're clamoring for it.
Oh, they must have such good taste. Oh, well, of course, I'll do it.
I'll go out and tell everyone the good news.
Yes.
He's going to do it. Stand by with the hats and coats, Miss Gibbs. Ladies and gentlemen, a special treat for you. Mr. Kenneth Williams, the grotesque character comedian has kindly agreed to oblige us with some gems from his repertoire. No. I knew you'd be pleased. Mr. Kenneth?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening,
Sir Charles. A few of my lifelike impressions of the famous from the silver screen. Welcome to our imaginary Hollywood party.
Good night.
Where all the modern stars have congregated for a truly fabulous evening.
Good night.
Who is that talking to Clara Bow? And Douglas Fairbanks, Sr. Why, it's Perry Harbuckle, and he's stroking Rin-Tin-Tin, the wonder dog. Good boy, Rin-Tin-Tin. And there's Greta Garbo. Hello, Greta.
I want to be alone.
Blimey, I am alone. Where's everyone gone?
Splendid, William, splendid. You've driven them out in record time.
I mean,
unfortunately, they had to leave. A big day tomorrow.
I suppose my act was too sophisticated for them, really. It'll be too up to date.
No, not at all. But now they've gone, I can brief you on tonight's job.
I'm not doing any more washing up. I am the ruin. Look. Rough dishpan raid to snag anyone's tights, they would.
We've had reports of mysterious activity on board a steam yacht moored off Westminster Pier, Mr. Williams. And from his description, the captain can only be one man.
Well, the captain's not usually two men, is he?
Be quiet, Mason. Give it to me.
We believe the captain to be none other than that archfiend, our infamous enemy.
Not the head of the BBC.
No, Big Brother. His boat is anchored just off the Houses of Parliament, so there's no doubt he's up to something pretty nasty.
You don't think he's going to discharge untreated sewage into the Thames? Without assailing the nostrils of our beloved MP.
Oh, it could be a lot worse than that, Mr. Williams. It's the state opening of Parliament tomorrow, so we can't afford to take any chances. We're going to spy on the boat from the old embankment burial grounds at Westminster.
Before I decide, Charles, would you mind telling me, who were all those posh people at your party tonight?
Oh, didn't I introduce you?
No, you didn't. Well, didn't you?
Well, they were all MPs, members of the Prime Minister's Advisory Committee on Birthday Honours. I thought it would be a kindness to let them meet me. And my chief.
Well, why wasn't I introduced? Afraid I might cop one of the honours for myself?
My dear William, what an unworthy thought. It's just that when one is being considered for an award, it is not advisable to flaunt one's sordid acquaintances.
Sordid? Did
you hear that?
Oh, no, that's a bad choice of words. What I meant was, what did I mean, Tompkins?
How dare you? I know what you mean. I'm handing in my apron, my washing up mop, and my resignation. I won't soil your residence with my sordidness any longer.
But tonight's job.
Do it yourself. I'm finished. You bit the hand that lays the golden egg.
At least let us give you a lift, Mr. Williams. You'll never get a bus at this time of
year. Well, my little home, 100 miles away. I'd still prefer to walk, thank you. Sharp the wind may be, but not as sharp as man with ingratitude. Come, ladies. The scruffs are returning to their hovels.
Well, Tompkins, you've properly upset him this time.
Me, Sir Charles?
Don't act the injured innocent. Now, hurry up and get the car out. We won't reach Westminster until midnight at this rate.
My feet are dropping off, Kenny. Why do we have to walk home via the embankment?
You said you were angry and wanted some supper.
Yes, but I didn't think we'd have to queue up for free soup with all those tramps. It's not my idea of the high life.
Just smell the one in front of me. So we'll soon be home. We're in Westminster now, look.
Westminster? We might bump into the Charles and the others.
No, if I can help it. I've severed my connections with the toppy-nosed aristocracy. From now on, I'm sticking to my own class.
Quite right, Kenny. The mongrel shouldn't frolic with the pedigree.
Not unless he wants a bucket of water thrown over him. Yes, cover me, maid. Look. The dear old House of the Parliament.
Oh, doesn't it look lovely in the moonlight?
What a priceless heritage it is, maid. Just to be able to stand and stare. The mother of Parliament. That's what democracy is all about.
Now, then, come along. Move along, you two.
All right.
Or I'll crack you over the head with me truncheon.
No need to be rude.
Can't stand hippies.
Hippies? I know hippies. Constable, I'm no hippie. Do you mind? Thank you. I'm the much beloved Kenneth Williams.
That's even worse. Now, up it before I have to run you in for impersonating a man.
Come on, Maze, let's see if we can find Sir Charles.
Which way to the embankment burial grounds, officer?
Through the gates over there, me dear.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Kenny.
Excuse me, officer, do you have the time?
Yes, but not the inclination.
I see. It's you, is it, Olaf?
I didn't recognize you in that taffeta frock.
Was that Williams and the girl, Master?
Yes, and they are walking straight into our little trap, just like the others. Take my arm. I will.
After you, Maze. Go on.
Oh, I don't like it, Kenny. It's too creepy. What was that?
An owl. Quite an owl. The Magman's well known for his owls. No sign of Sir Charles.
Sir Charles? Miss Gibbs?
Oh, look out, Maze.
What?
Someone's been doing some digging. There's five holes here.
Oh, Kenny. They look like five newly dug graves.
Graves? Are those funny shapes? They're ridiculous. It's looted. There's a fat one, a medium-sized one, a voluptuous one, a skinny one, and this last one going to be the grave of a man whose bottom sticks out. Where would you find five deformed people like that? Answer, please, on a postcard, the radio time. 1AA.
I suppose you're right, Kenny.
What?
Kenny!
What?
Caught in those bushes. I'd recognize it anywhere. It's Miss Gibbs' handbag.
A handbag? Oh, and here's signs of a struggle. The bushes have been trampled down. Look, this is a plastic carnation from Sir Charles's buttonhole.
Kenny! Bra!
You haven't found her bra. Is it still warm?
No, don't you see, Kenny? They've all been captured by bra. They'd have taken them back to their boat. We've got to save them.
What boat is it? Maybe there's hundreds of them bobbing away out there. Look.
Well, that must be it, Kenny. That evil, broken-down old hulk.
Broken-down? That's the Prime Minister's yacht.
Yes, look. You can see his organ through the porthole. Yes. Yeah, I can hear it as well. No. Look over there. That's Brass Boat, Maze. The white one. Tied up to Westminster Pier. There's no doubt about it.
How can you be so sure?
The name on the side. The SS Robert Catesby. Don't you remember your history, Maze?
No.
Robert Catesby was the leader of the gunpowder plot. The plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. S. Robert Catesby.
How are we going to get on? Look at those two thugs guarding the gangplank.
No problem. I shall use my famous sailor disguise.
Don't you think a one-legged sailor with a parrot on his shoulder is rather conspicuous?
You great nit. It's not the only one I do. I can do others. Charles Lawton.
I'll have your care-hall, Mr. Christian. Wash me cover with his net and air.
Well, no account in which we serve.
A ship is like a sweetheart. And what did you do? Don't scrape her bottom into the yacht. Jumble like. Mad dog. An Englishman got out in a dead dog. But then it's never a rabbit. It's my foolish habit.
You name up and do it. Don't you worry about it.
Wouldn't it be better if I used my feminine charm to lure the guards away, Kenny?
I haven't been at sea that long for that, dear. Look, there's another way. One of the ship's windows is open.
Porthole.
Here, watch it. Here. We'll have to shin up that rope. Do you reckon you could do it?
Oh, yes. I did a lot of PE at school.
The thing is not less rude because you spell it a different way.
PE, physical education.
Oh, I see. Silly me. Oh, hold this rope. Hold it, steady.
Right.
I'll go up first.
Yes.
You follow me. Hurry up, mate.
Where are you, Kenny? Oh. I can't see a thing.
Well, wait a minute. I've got some matches somewhere. Wait a minute.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you. Big brother!
Welcome aboard my ship.
The captain of the lugger.
Oh, Kenny.
Oh, leave it to me, mate. You won't see through the disguise.
Excuse me, shipmate. Come and get number 22 bus for me. We seem to have lost your bearings.
You'll lose more than your bearings when I'm finished with you. Seize the men.
I'm a simple sailor, lad.
Simple, perhaps, sailor.
I'm just a...
The game is up, Mr.
What
Williams.
Do you mean, eh?
How do you expect to fool anyone with that pathetic disguise, that misshapen crutch?
I always walk like that, Charlie. You're only jealous. I'm the master of disguise. I'm known as the man with 100 voices.
And they all sound exactly the same.
How rude. Shut up, Frank Alby. You can't impersonate anyone anyway.
Oh, really? Yes. Try this one for size.
Oh, Maze, it's the head of the BBC.
Maze,
yes.
Come to visit me it. Get little back to the flat.
Right.
Oh, it's an instar, that's a swallow. Yeah. Ladies, it's nothing like me, is it?
No, you're much more common than that, Kenny. Well, where's Sir Charles and the others, then, you evil man?
Yes, what have you done with them, you swine?
They are waiting for you to join them so I can kill you all together. It works out cheaper for quantities. Is the launch ready, Olaf?
Ready and waiting, Master.
Come on, then, my friends. You are taking a little pleasure trip to the vaults of the Houses of Parliament.
Tomkins, Miss Gibbs.
Don't waste your breath talking, Mr. Williams. You'll need all you've got to scream in agony at the superb death that I have prepared for you all.
So those five graves outside were for us.
They are symbolic only.
What do you mean?
Symbolic. When I have finished with you, there will not be enough left to be worth burying, will there, Ulla?
No.
My original intention was to bake you all alive in a vast oven, but I discarded that idea because it was too quick. Half an hour of unendurable agony at the very most. And also because we were short of shillings for the gas.
We now have something much better.
We have indeed. Lift off the lid, Olaf.
Gladly, Master.
Not a commode. Concentrated sulfuric acid.
Oh,
I can smell it. I know it anyway.
Yes, 500 gallons of that delicious fluid. It's actually used in the accumulators for the MP's wireless sets. On a clear day, they can pick up Tuolo perfectly.
Oh, you
yes.
Sonic. Why, what are you going to do with it?
Olaf is going to chain you and Maisie to that post under the tank with the others.
Oh, stay
right, Olaf. Clunk, click, does the trick. Comfortable, Mr. Williams.
It's all cramped and cold down here.
Never mind. It will not be for long. 11 hours at the most.
11 hours?
That is how long it will take for the acid to eat its way through the bottom of the tank so that it can splash down onto your quivering flesh. Such a horrible death. I find it difficult to keep a straight face. I must think of one of your jokes, Mr. Williams, and stop myself from laughing. Yes! In 11 hours, your flabby flesh and flabby bones will be dissolved into a grey, fatty sludge, which will trickle down that convenient drain, and your dying screams echoing round the cellars will be music to my old ears.
How old are you?
Mind your own business. The acid will teach you respect for your betters, my fine friend, but your deaths will not be my only triumph. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, precisely, by my cut-price manufacturer, frustrated export order wristwatch, they'll lost your game. Just as you are writhing in your last death agony, we will blow these entire premises sky high.
Blow up the Houses of Parliament, you're mad, you fool, you're mad and drunk with evil.
Murder! Nonsense. And I will be alive whilst you will be floating with the tea leaves down London's foulest sewer as the debris of this historic building crashes around you. I'm afraid I really must leave you now. I've got important business in the house, you know, Olaf.
What is your bidding, Master?
The three no trumps.
I can't.
Just throw the key to their padlock into the corner of the room. Just out of their reach, but tantalizingly near enough so they can see it as the first trickle of acid strips the flesh from their bones. Excellent. Well, this is your executioner, the man in black. Wish you farewell. I thought I'd never get that one in. Farewell! Farewell forever, my interfering friends. I'm sorry I had to come the old acid.
Charles, these chains are too strong.
My fault for employing a weakling, I suppose. What time is it, Miss Gibbs?
10:30, Sir Charles.
10:30? Oh, I'm only 10 and a half hours. Oh, only another half hour until...
Bill, you kept us all amused with your impersonations and jokes, Kate.
Yes, I'm frankly
Made the time fly.
Yes, it reached the stage when I didn't know which I feared most, another joke or the acid.
What a sweet to take your mind off it.
What are they?
Acid drops.
Oh, you stupid fool.
You shouldn't call him that, Sir Charles, especially as we'll soon all be trickling down the same drain together.
Yeah, she wouldn't keep saying that. What would be my ambition, though, to trickle down the same drain as a sir? Oh,
don't be an idiot, William.
That's all I have to. Oh, don't call me an idiot or a fool. The only time it's different is when he calls me old son. That's when he's got something particularly rotten for me to do.
It's coming out of this corner quite fast.
It could only be a few minutes now, Sir Charles.
Oh, we're doomed. Doomed. I'll never see the green fields of King's Cross again.
Hold on, William. Hold on.
What?
There is a way out. But it means that some brave and noble fellow is going to have to make a pretty hefty sacrifice. Old son.
Old son, hear that?
I give that tank bottom 5 minutes of the outside, and then... Now, if we could reach that key over there...
We tried to reach it with a leg chain. Stop us.
Yes, okay. But if someone was good enough, brave enough, noble enough to have his leg off... He could hop across and get the key. Old son.
Have me leg off?
Lend me your penknife for a minute, Tompkins.
Here.
You can have it back.
Here, now I couldn't do a funny walk with any one leg. I keep falling over.
Yes, but think how it would help your brilliant Long John Silver impersonation.
Yes, it wouldn't do much to me better stare, would it? Oh, no, the answer's no.
No, because of one man's selfishness, we must all die. Breeding will out.
No, I
can't. Get back. He's pulling out through this hole in front.
Oh, the end can't be far away. Let's shut our eyes.
Anyone interested in being set free?
Well, you're loose. But how?
I may lack greedy, but I don't lack brains. I just held my chain under the acid until it ate through him. Look. Hold still while I'll unlock your...
Brilliant, Williams. Brilliant.
I'm going to change the tune now. Over to the other wall. Quick, the bottom's giving way. Oh.
There it goes down the drain. Still, it should give it a good clean out. Could have been us.
What's the time, Hopkins?
11:20, Sir Charles.
We'll have
to hurry. In 20 minutes, those things would have blown this place sky high. And Majesty's due at 11.
Yes, quick, get the military, Tompkins. Get the Navy. Get the Air Force. Get everybody. We must find those explosives. There isn't a moment to lose.
We've searched Parliament from top to bottom. There's no sign of Big Brother, Olaf, or the bomb anywhere.
They must be in there. They can't escape. That are possibly that loud here, Tompkins.
Yes, sir.
Big Brother, we know you're in there. You can't escape. Surrender now.
Sir Charles Prattle.
There they are, up there. Look, up there on Big Ben.
We have 10 tons of nitroglycerin wired up to Big Ben. And when the 11th time of the 11th hour strikes, your houses of Parliament will be blown sky high.
And you'll die as well, you fool.
Happy. And if anyone tries to come up here, we'll shoot. We have the
submachine gun, Sir Charles. 5 minutes to go. Is there any way we can stop Big Ben from China?
Not without getting inside, and they'd never allow that.
But with Parliament destroyed, there'd be no government. Do you know what that would mean?
Complete and utter anarchy.
Worse than that, there'd be no birthday honours.
No House of Commons.
No, the Commons is the Lords I'm thinking about.
If you could get me up there, I think I've got an idea.
Williams, you'd earn an old man's undying gratitude. Now, how can we get him up?
I know a way, but it's dangerous.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
We could borrow that crane from that building site. If we could hook Mr. Williams on.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wait a minute. Where are you going to stick the hook?
In your braces.
Oh,
but
yes.
But if they did get up to the clock face, Kenny, they wouldn't let you get near enough the mechanism to stop the clock.
It wouldn't be necessary, Maeve. That is where my plan comes in.
No sign of movement down below, Master.
They're beaten, Olaf. The final victory is ours. We die in a glorious cause.
To die with you will be an honor, Master.
Dear old Olaf, stupid to the last.
Thank you, Master.
What was that?
Howard is right there, Big Brother.
Williams!
Yes.
And Arnold! How exquisite. Not the queen we were expecting, but no less welcome.
Here, I ain't come all this way on a hook to be insulted. The game's up. We've found a way of stopping the chimes.
Come down with me and give yourself up.
Your bluff is unworthy even of you, Williams. It is impossible, absolutely impossible, to stop the chimes from the outside. At the stroke of 11, we will all be blown to smithereens. Rather delightful spot, I'm told, not far from Schmutter's.
It will never strike 11.
No, we shall see.
It won't, I...
Listen!
Yes, listen.
It stopped.
We stopped it, so you might as well give up.
But it's impossible.
Nothing is impossible to clean thinking Englishmen, you foul foreign swine. Come on downstairs, and the Lord's waiting to take you into custody.
Oh, but it couldn't. Where did we go wrong?
You went wrong when you dared to match your puny intellect against mine. Downstairs, ready up.
They're coming down now, sir.
Look, he's done it. Kenny's done it.
Well done, Williams. Are you bomb disposal men getting that quick? Well, you must tell me. You must tell me. How did you stop the clock?
We didn't stop it. Look at the time.
A minute to 11. But the chimes.
Thanks. Bogus from a miniature tape recorder I had concealed on that earth. The bomb disposal men are disconnecting the fuse before the real chimes sound.
They've done it, Sir Charles! They've done it!
Spoiled, Olaf! Spoiled by a third-rate comedian!
Second-rate, you don't mind. Oh, that nice,
Billy. Wait, wait! Before I am dragged off, may I ask you one question, Mr. Williams?
What is it?
How old are you?
950.
Prime Minister should be here soon, everyone. What a day. What a happy day.
Any news on the birthday honors yet, Sir Charles?
Tompkins is out getting the paper now. What was no doubt in my mind? It's a mere formality. Lord Prattle. I don't really deserve it, of course.
Well, you're not down. You don't deserve it.
Ah, William's joking, as usual. Ah, Tompkins, did you get the paper?
I did indeed, Sir Charles.
Yes, I realize it's only ignorance on your part, Tompkins, but I would like you to get into the habit of addressing me as my lord.
Well, it would sound a bit silly, sir. You haven't got anything.
What?
Hard luck, me lord.
But I think Mr. Williams will be extremely interested in one of the awards.
Oh, no, not if they haven't.
Quiet, Prattle. Read on, Tompkins.
For his devoted and unstinting service in making England a cleaner and a purer place.
Oh, yes, Kenny, it's you, a lord.
Come in and base yourself at my feet, Prattle.
If I could finish.
Go on, then.
The award of the KGB...
A knighthood, sir, can you?
...to the head of the BBC.
Oh, in? Not Lord Purity. Mr. Toppy knows it so. There's no justice.
You
Well, that's it then. The end of the series, or as we say, hopefully, the end of the present series. Big Brother, of course, stood trial for his dastardly deeds and received the full penalty of the law, a 7-day suspended sentence of £3,000. However, he was sentenced to 20 years hard labour for refusing to tell the court his age. So all you ladies can now sleep peacefully and unmolested in your beds tonight.
Oh, Kenny!
Yes, and you too. You can take that welcome mat from outside your door. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye!
Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in Five Graves to Westminster. The series was written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.